It was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Heart Matters. I am so glad that you are here, and I have my very special guest that I'm so excited about, Oliver. We're going to be doing some free mini readings tonight. We're going to be he's going to be sharing an affirmative prayer. We're going to talk a little bit about Pluto finally leaving Capricorn, which I'm so glad. And Oliver is a Capricorn too, and I know some of you in the chat are Capricorn, so I'm sure you're glad to have it leave too. But I want to welcome Oliver. Hello, Oliver. How are you?
Hey, Ginger. It's like I'm meeting my new best friend for the first time.
I love it, Oliver. Yeah, Oliver has the Capricorn sun and I have the Capricorn Venus and moon. And I know like some of you here in the chat have that Capricorn energy too. I see Capricorn moon with Maureen and Tara. I know you're the Capricorn sun. So I know like you have to be feeling the effects of this Pluto and Capricorn. But first, before we go there and before Oliver shares one of his prayers, I just wanted, in case you haven't met Oliver, he's one of the advisors at 12listen.com. He has his own radio show on 12radio.com. But I thought it might be just nice, Oliver, if you want, we can just kind of introduce some a little bit about you so that some of the listeners, if they don't know you, can get to see what a wonderful person you are. So I guess just starting out, Oliver, I know you've done this for a long time. How old were you when you noticed like you had these gifts or you were different from the other people around you?
I think it was about 20 years ago when I was 19. Just kidding. I'm so not there. you kind of paved the way to let me. You paved the way to let me announce my age. You know, a lady does not announce her name, right?
So,
actually, sorry. What you will know is that I have terrible bad Danish humor. So, what really happened was I always had these things when I was growing up, you know, incidents that couldn't be explained. And then it kind of sort of took its own life. So I had to go and get another intuition. So, sorry, I'm totally all over the place today. This is not to bring the energy down, but I'm possibly dealing with a dog that's about to say hi to the Rainbow Bridge. So I'm sort of a little bit over the place. So that's, I excuse if I move into corners where you can't reach me.
Yeah.
But going back to the way that I kind of, you know, well, you don't, I mean, I didn't know there was something special or something different when I was growing up. I just was different. I was an oddball, you know. I didn't have that many friends and I was always picked on, you know, because I wasn't like the other boys, and I was not like the other kids in the class and so on. And I would always keep to myself, and I would draw, I would write, stuff like that. And I was always fascinated with the magical world. I was fascinated with outer space since I couldn't remember. So clearly I was not from here. But
I love that. I can relate.
Yeah. So certain things started happening as I was growing up, where I said a few things like I told my sister she was going to get married late in life and have three kids, and she got married late in life and has three kids. It's little things like that, you know, and people just look at me like, that's fine. But what I have to say My mom and dad, they were divorced when I was 9. I never saw my dad again. So I basically lived with my mom. So I have to say, my mom and my sister and my family, they actually never joked about the fact that there was this thing going on in me. So it wasn't, I was not discouraged, because I hear from a lot of people who had a very strong intuition and psychic abilities when they were younger, and the family would not support them, possibly because they were Catholic or something to that degree. And so they suppressed it, right? And now here in their older age, it wants to make its way out again. And so they're like, so it's almost like coming out of the closet in a completely different way, right? But I hear that a lot. But thank God, my family and my mom, they all thought it was fascinating, you know. So that was the good thing, that I wasn't discouraged from doing it. So those were the things that happened to me. Those were the things, or the kind of way that I grew up in my younger age, you know, with all this going on around me. So yeah.
I love that. And it's so good that you had like a nurturing environment, because I know like myself and a lot of listeners growing up, there was oppression there or judgment. And it's so good that you had someone to accept and like nurture those gifts. That had to be great to have that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to sound rude or anything to anybody who has faith, right? Or grew up with the faith, but I have to say, you know, not growing up, I would say, in a religious family. Well, we never went to church, right? We never talked about God. We only went to church when this is the real thing. I didn't even know why there was Christmas. I thought it was because of me, because my birthday is December 25th. And we only use the church for, you know, because we pay our, well, today you can opt out with your taxes not to pay to the church, which I think is a ridiculous thing, because those buildings are monuments that needs to stand for a long, stay there for a long time. And the taxes that we pay towards the church in Denmark is to exactly do that, renovate them when they need renovation. And we got some beautiful churches in
Oh yeah.
Denmark, but so we just paid the taxes to the church. And within all of that, you always had access to a priest. You always had access to funerals, weddings, and confirmations. So that was the only reason, that was the only time we actually used the church, you know. So I was never really, but I was always curious about what was between heaven and earth. So I took it on myself to study Christianity and religion, right? Because I was curious. And in all, and again, with not to mean any disrespect, but it didn't resonate with me the way that the Bible had been formed. But then, of course, years later and down the road, you realize that that's not exactly the true translation of the real Bible, so that we are reading today. So but that okay, I digress. We're going a completely different direction right now. But I would say that I didn't develop myself well. So I developed, you know, the intuitive gift. I worked with a spiritual teacher in Denmark for 2 years, specifically to develop my intuition. I taught myself tarot cards, and I took plenty of workshops and so on and so forth with some of the leading intuitives back then. And yeah, that's sort of how I honed in on it. And then later in life, I became more interested in the spiritual aspect of life. And that's when I became a spiritual practitioner through the Center for Spiritual Living. And that's why I do my prayers, right? So I'm spiritual and not religious. And what is it they say about that? What's the difference? No, spiritual people have been to hell and back. Religious people, they try to avoid going to hell.
I've heard that before with that. And I love that, like how you just kind of found like your own path and it came to you, like, kind of like a lot of that just were led on that path. And I love how you just follow like your gut and your intuition, like to allow it to lead you, like to discover and explore like what you were meant to do. And one of the things you did talk about, Oliver, and we are going to talk about it later. You and I talked about it, but we're talking about Pluto and Capricorn a little bit after the audience gets to know you. But like one of your gifts is your affirmative prayers, and they're so amazing. For all those, you're going to get to hear that here in a little bit. You're in for a treat because they're so powerful, his affirmative prayers. So when did you start like realizing, okay, these prayers, you know, are not only powerful for me, but for other people? I can use these to help other people transform their lives. Like when it became part of like you and like your, like kind of like of who you are, your that Oliver that makes up Oliver.
Well, as soon as you start studying with the Center for Spiritual Living and start studying the philosophy of Ernest Holmes, you are immediately introduced to these affirmative prayers, which are actually called spiritual mind treatments, because you're treating the mind to have a different experience. Because as Ernest Holmes would say, everything originates in mind, and then it becomes a reality. And if you can do that, you can also do the reverse, meaning that if you're living a life that you're not happy with, it must be because your mind has been in a way that that has produced this life that you're living now. So you can reverse it by have different thoughts. Of course, that's a very, very simplified way of saying this, because trust me, there's a lot of other things that come in. And that's why actually studying the philosophy itself is absolutely fascinating. So spiritual mind treatment, or the affirmative prayer, is very simple, a five-step prayer. And I've taught it many times, actually on air on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a five-step prayer where you start out by realizing there's just one divine power, which you can call whatever you want to call it, God, the Alpha Omega, the universe, whatever you want to call it. It's up to you where you are in your spiritual conviction at that moment, or your religious conviction at that moment. The next part, that step two, is that you unify yourself with that part, because we're all created in the image and likeness of the Creator. So we are not different from the Creator. We're just a separate speck of light, separate from the Creator. We're just not the whole collective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and then the third step is the affirmation itself, where you affirm what it is that you would like to experience instead of what you're experiencing right now. So it's always spoken in first person present tense as a true affirmation. And then after that, because what we just do, because we are very grateful for this, we give great thanks for this particular thing that we asked for, whatever it may be, because as soon as you say the word, it has already been brought into a powerful energy that is already working in that instant, working on it to get it to you. So you have to say thank. Of course, you say thank you, right? It's sort of like the whole idea that when you order something on Amazon or Temu, I don't know, you put in your order and you know it's gonna come. So you say thank you, you know. So when you do your affirmative prayer that way, that's a little order you put in, and then now you just have to sit and wait for it to end up at your door. But I can tell you, sometimes they got some shitty customer service, I have to tell you. So after the thank you release it completely, gone. I don't think about it anymore. It's done. And that is where customer service comes in, because releasing it is very often one of the hardest things to do, especially if you're really invested in your pain, or you're invested in what it is that's going on with you. So of course, if you're so invested in it, so you say, and I release it, yeah, everybody's going, yeah, right. It's still sitting very much inside of you. In fact, you still haven't let that backpack go. So that's the harder part. I would say that for everybody who gets into this affirmative prayer, should really pay a lot of attention to the release step, which is the fifth step, and it's the final step. Because I think, yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Oliver, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. So you're not Canadian, are you?
No.
Okay. So I would say that the fifth step is the one that pay very much attention to it. So when you have said the whole prayer and you get to the release step, you know, check in with yourself. Did you feel that on a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you feel that you bullshit yourself by saying I release it? And if it's like a 10, you go back and you say the whole prayer all over again.
I love that, because as I think of that, well, I thought it's two got two images. One, I love like the image that you had, like you're ordering from Amazon or Temu, but like, like when you're really wanting a package and you check it every day and it doesn't arrive, it's kind of like the prayers, you really got this attachment. And then like I love
Exactly.
how, yeah, like how you said that, like, there's certain things obviously, like if we release that aren't we aren't holding on to as much that could be easy release after like one time of saying it. But then I love how you say go back, because I kind of think of that as like slowly letting air out of a tire, because some of it, is going to take a little longer because we've got a stronger attachment. So I'd love that that's the steps that you have with that. I could see that being really useful.
I mean, Ernest Holmes, he had so much faith. He only said the first three steps. He didn't even bother with thank you and I release and all that. He's like, no, it's done.
Yeah,
He
I
said
love that.
because that's what Jesus would do. Well, Jesus wouldn't even start with the first two steps. Jesus apparently would just jump right in and do the third step, because he always has to be better than the rest of us, of course, right? So show off. But Ernest Holmes, he would literally just say, there's just one God, I'm part of God, and I have a big, fat, beautiful Mercedes right now, and so it is.
I love it. And speaking of these prayers, Oliver, if someone wanted to contact you to do these prayers, do you want to tell them how they can reach you and any other announcements or anything like that you have? Because I think a lot of the listeners will be interested in these affirmative prayers.
Yeah, the affirmative prayers right now, you can actually go over to onetolisten.com. It's one of my email-based services. It's a lot it's a fun, well, you can read what it's all about when you go over there, but you can definitely order a session with me over there. But the beauty of it, you don't have to talk live with me. I mean, you're more than welcome, but you don't have to. I record it as an MP3, and I upload it and send it to people that way. I have another one called one question, one answer, which is also an MP3. And it's so funny. This is so funny, Ginger. I don't know if you have this, but it's called one question, one answer. And by the time I get the email from the email-based service, and as soon as I get the email, it's like there are at least 10 different questions within this one question. I always laugh because I was like, well, apparently somebody has something they want to get off their chest. So I usually go in and I say gently, I mean, I'm not rude. I just say, this is one question, one answer. So I've let my intuition guide me. And I think that we should focus on this area. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And so I hope everyone goes checks those out. And they also can find you at onetolisten.com. And do you want to tell them how
Yeah.
they can find you on your radio show too, Oliver?
Yeah. So want to listen, I do try to be there 24/7, but sometimes I gotta go to the bathroom, and the funny part, I don't know if you experience this, Ginger, you can go like an hour or two without a call, right? And then you go to the bathroom, ding ling ling ling. One, two. And I was like, really? I'm 5 minutes away from the phone. That's when you call. But that's really funny. So I think that so you can find me there over at Want to Listen. I have my email-based services. There's the affirmative prayer that you can it's pretty extensive, I have to say. I do a lot of work around those. So it's within a bit of a different rate than the other service I have. There's a huge, huge, huge jump between the two rates, but the one question, one answer, because I wanted to put something in there where I felt everybody could be participate regardless of job, income, family circumstances, where you live in the world. I wanted to be able to reach as many people as possible, and it has gotten pretty good.
I love
And
that.
again, it's an MP3. You write me your question, and I go into meditation, and then I speak it out. So, well, I record it and I send it to you.
I love that.
So yeah, and then radio is well, today's right after you. That's what it's been for the longest time, but I'm actually from next week, I think it is. I'm taking over Jay and Alan's time spot, which is right after Raven. And that's because it suits my my schedule so much better. And I used to be on that late in the early beginnings of Soul's Journey Radio and 1-2 Radio. I was on that late, and I just loved it. It was like, it was like yummy and warm. You know, you sit there with your tea, you know, with a little rum in it, and it's late, and you can really turn it into a show. You don't have to be worried about kids listening to it, I hope. But so you curse and you can have a good time, and you can, you can pretty much bring up any topic, right? So I'm gonna take over that time. So I'm gonna miss you, Ginger.
I will too, for sure. But I think you will be a good fit for that time spot, Oliver. I'm excited for you because I know that'll fit your schedule as well. And as we promised the audience, I really could just go on talking with you forever, Oliver. But I did want to talk about a little bit about Pluto and Capricorn because we said that.
Yeah, let's do that.
For you to do
I'm
the
so happy that it's finally deciding to.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, you know what they say about guests? No, yeah, you know, like what they say about guests, they start like smelling like fish after 3 days. You know, Pluto has been with me from since 2008. It's so rotten right now, it can go. I will never ever see it again. As a matter of fact, I know it was reduced to a not a planet, and then it was a dwarf planet. I mean, for me, it's nothing but a pebble out in the universe. Bye bye.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's been
Not
here.
even an ant can live on it. Okay, so go.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people here in the chat do have Capricorn and it's affected them. And like you said, it's been here since 2008. It's finally going to leave. I think I'm going to have a Pluto be gone party when it goes because it's been crazy. But like, some of the themes, in case like listeners haven't noticed or maybe they have, it's like big corporation energy. Like, you're thinking of, corporations like Amazon, things like that. And like, if you notice, and like media, a lot of corporations now are closing that we probably thought would never close because that's just the theme of Pluto and Capricorn is like that power, that corporations, governments, things like that. It has to do with money, has to do with wealth.
That's
And then,
Capricorn. Go for it. Power. It's all power.
you know, the goat, a Capricorn. But back to, I do regress a little bit. Back to
That's the
your
fun
comment
part.
earlier, Oliver, for the people in the chat that had Capricorn energy, we were talking about age. You know, Capricorns age backwards, so we're like Benjamin Button.
That is true with
Capricorn
Capricorns.
energy.
They really do. It's so funny you're saying that because I swear, yesterday I had that conversation with a dear friend of mine. I said, you know, Capricorns, you know, like they well, actually all earth signs to a certain degree, but Capricorn especially, they're called the grandparents of the zodiac, right? For a reason. So I mean we're born and we don't hit the floor crawling. I mean, we stand up right away, and we right away go, where's there is like the where's this disruption in this family? Where do we have to put the pillows down so we can keep it all together, you know? And that's sort of the Capricorn way. They feel very responsible at a young age, and they always try to sort of pull everything together, and they're so serious. And you know, and then as they go older, you know, well, it took me a long time though to really sort of let a lot of all that go, you know. But I can finally say, and I hope I'm okay to say this, that it doesn't sound too rude. It's that when I hit 50, I finally said I have no more fucks to give.
Right, and that's the life goal for all of us. Yeah, I'm sure
Yeah,
it
and I also said it is none of my business what people think of me.
is. I love
Yeah,
that. And it's
because
true.
Yeah, so that's the Capricorn way of handling it. And of course, you know, being, I mean, if Pluto should hit a sign, I mean, that the fact that it hit Capricorn, you know, they hit the signs differently, right? But thank God, Capricorn, you know, like, we're always miserable anyway, you know, so just bring it on, you know. So, you know, as I say, I don't call us Capricorn, I call us Crapricorn, you know, so.
But one thing with Capricorn that's so great is like that resilience, that strength. You know, there's it's no coincidence that they call Capricorn the goat, because like goat is also greatest of all time, but also like that resilience, climbing that mountain, reaching the top, like they're focused, you know. And like for the people that do have like wherever Capricorn falls in your chart, obviously you're probably feeling this Pluto transit. But one of the things about Pluto, and maybe you agree or disagree, Oliver, but what I've found, like, you know, it is going to tear things up. I say it's kind of like the Tower card and but in like Tarot, but because it tears something down, but it never tears it down without giving room for it to be rebuilt and something stronger. So it kind of removes what's no longer working to make a clear slate for what does. And if we embody that energy properly and how we're guided, then it can give us a lot of power too, and actually free us. That's been my.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, because it is, I mean, this again is like, well, I know it sounds like I'm joking. Well, I am kind of, you know, so, but because apparently I don't have any fucks to give. But what I want to say is that, I mean, and I kind of mean it, you know, it hitting Capricorn is nothing new for a Capricorn going through hard times. It's not. And there's a reason why Capricorns are serious when they're younger, and then when they get older, they're like, okay, I can't do that anymore. Now I just want to have fun, you know. But it can be hard for other signs to go. I mean, I especially, you know, a proud Leo, you know, or a silly Cancer. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a lot for them to have if. They well, it's hitting Aquarius now, and they can handle it too. And it's going to be a completely different experience with Aquarius. Well, now we are talking about humanitarianism. So, is it going to be a complete where we saw power, where we saw war and destruction and power exchange during the Capricorn Pluto part? We're now going to see healing happening on the humanitarian level, which excites me, you
Me
know.
too.
So, yeah, but it is still the planet of death and destruction and rebirth and rebuilding. So there's nothing you, it's still going to be in there, but not having to deal with the power, but having to deal with the humanitarianism. So
Absolutely.
it'll be approached from a completely different angle, which is really, I can't wait to see how that's gonna unfold. But you know, Aquarius, they're so lucky. They get 20 years with Pluto.
And Capricorn, it's almost like instinctively, it's like, well, we know Capricorns can't handle this.
Yeah, exactly. No, so on a personal level, yeah, I mean, Pluto and Capricorn has been a bitch. I cannot deny it. And then think about it, Ginger, you know, doing the work that I do where for the most part, I need to be positive and upbeat and make sure that I tell everybody it's gonna be okay. You know, that was a challenge, I can tell you. But what it taught me also, without being pessimistic all the time, but it taught me when it was time, I had to be honest. And approach life from an honest point of view, even with my clients, even with my listeners. Because I mean, I'm not superhuman, you know. I mean, I may be on another planet, but not this one. So I had to be honest. I just had to carry my heart on my sleeve and say, listen, guys, life sucks right now, you know. And I almost lost my life, but you know, I didn't, and I'm still here. And you know, all those kind of things that happened to me over the time that Pluto was on my sun. But then again, you know, I am an actor by trade, so I tend to be a little dramatic. But but here at the end of it, because then it left Capricorn, I mean, into Aquarius for like 2 months or 3 months, because we've got to tease those Capricorns. It's just gonna leave for a little bit. We gotta give them a little bit of break. And then when they came back, hi, I'm back. And I really think it came back. I mean, most say that it didn't really have an effect on the the very first part of Capricorn, so got affected, those who are born in the early stages of Capricorn. I don't really buy that. I think they came back sort of to clean up the rest. It's sort of like when you tear down a house and you build a new house, before you move in, you just go in and you clean it and you sweep up the last few things. This is sort of what I feel like what happened here is that just came back to make sure that, did you do the spring cleaning? Okay, then I'm leaving. Bye-bye. You know, because I can tell you why I had this Pluto on my sun this time around, and I think it's gone now, crossing my fingers, knock on wood. I just took 3-4 months of pure hell. And it was just one thing after the other. It was literally to a point where when the fifth or the sixth thing happened, I laughed. I was like, of course. I mean, bring it on. Apparently I can handle it. I got broad shoulders. Bring it on, you know. I'll take it. It started looking ridiculous. That's how funny it was.
Yeah. And just before we break, Oliver, I do appreciate you sharing this. It's something funny that you're probably going to enjoy, and maybe the listeners that have the Capricorn too. You talked about that honesty, which is so true, because I have a son. Yeah. He was born in 2003. So pretty much all his life, Pluto's been in Capricorn, and it's that truth. And when he was like 5 years old, he's a Capricorn son. He was like, I was working on with him with people, because he was brutally honest. And, and I would say, Brayden, you know, there's different ways to say that. And he would just shake his head. He was like 4 or 5 years old. And he's like, it's just the hard, hard truth, Mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was like, you know, I'm just.
What a brilliant guy.
So it is that honesty, Oliver. I think you nailed it there when you're talking about that. It is. It really forced us as a society, or at least moves us in that way, to really get honest with ourselves. It isn't all like sunshine and rainbows, as they say, you know.
I don't subscribe to that whole part where just because I'm a spiritual teacher, I'm a tarot card reader, I'm an intuitive, and I can say affirmations. My life, I just figured my whole life out, so I'm pure bliss all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't subscribe to that. I'm sorry, I'm still a human being. I still have to go to the bathroom 3 times a day. I still burp when I eat something I shouldn't be eating. You know, my angel wings, they're a little tattered. And, you know, I'm sorry. I'm a human being too. I get to be human as well. But I would say that for a lot of us, we've just experienced things differently, and we come out on the other end. So we have something to share where we can say, you know what, it's going to be okay.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So we will take a short, and when we come back, everyone, Oliver is going to share one of his amazing affirmative prayers just to help us deal with challenges. And after that, we will take some free mini readings. So we will be back in just a few, everyone.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and we are back from our break. I hope you had time to get you a refreshment, and we are back, and we're going to be doing our affirmative prayer here shortly. I did want to stop by the chat here, say hello to some people. Hello, Miss Tara, glad to see you. Hello, Maureen. Hello, Rosie. Glad to see you as well. And Maureen. And hello, Miss Pamela. Hello, Renee. Hello, Teresa. Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Paula. Hello, Raven. Raven is one of the 1-2 radio hosts here at 1-2 Listen. Please check her out at Raven's Rabbit Hole. They always have very interesting topics. Hello, Kelly, Miss Gemini. Hello, Pamela. Hello, Karen. Glad to see you as well. Glad to see a packed chat room, and we have been talking a little bit about Oliver. He's one of the advisors here at 12listen.com and also 12 radio host, and talking a little bit about Pluto and Capricorn, and he is going to share one of his affirmative prayers, and then we will do some mini readings. Welcome back, Oliver.
Thank you. I'm having so much fun here, Ginger.
Okay.
I'm gonna come back every Wednesday now.
Yeah, please do. I'll have you.
I'm gonna start smelling like fish.
I would love it.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that. Wow.
I'll just get a clothes thing and we'll go on over.
That's funny, actually. Oh God. Sorry. It was a affirmative prayer. can't do that now. So are we just jumping into that, or can I just do a very, very crazy plug on another radio show that I'm doing? So my friend Anthony in BC and I, Anthony asked me if we could do a podcast, you know. So I said sure, you know, but I always say yes, and then, you know, it happens or maybe it doesn't happen. But then he was sneaky. He asked me, because we found out there's actually something called podcast equipment, and you can buy it on Temu, but you can also buy it through Amazon, and it's actually fairly inexpensive. I didn't know it was there, but it's there. And so he was very sneaky. He asked me for my address here in Toronto. And then yesterday I walk into the building and the concierge says, "You have a package." I was like, "What? I haven't ordered anything." I said, "It's from Amazon." I said, "No, I know. I've definitely not ordered something, because I'm not going to AA. I'm going to TA, you know, Temu Anonymous." So So I knew it was not me, but there was a package for me. And when I came up, it was this podcast equipment. So what I want to say is, so that's Anthony. He bought it for me, which was very sweet of him, I thought. I was like, really?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, just very good way to put me in debt. Now I have to come up with something similar. sorry. So in the future, Anthony and I will have our podcast. It was so funny because I said, you know, because I'm here with you today, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have my own show afterwards, and then Raven has her. But we put those two shows together and have our Hollywood special. No, our Halloween special. Mm-hmm. And that's right after you. So so 3 hours for me on the radio today, live. So I said,
"Oh, wow."
I wrote Anthony. I said, "You know what? I'm doing 3-hour live radio right now, and I don't even have the podcast yet, but I'm already Joe Rogan."
Right, you are already.
Anyway,
I love it.
So what should we do the affirmative prayer on? You know, sometimes people this is what I should have told you this, but you know, it's like, I don't know. Space Cadet. Sometimes I ask people in the chat room if they can just use a word that what they would like to experience. It could be a feeling, it could be a certain thing, it can be like, I want to feel more love, I want to feel more abundant, I want a new car, I want a new home, I want a gift card from Timo, I don't know.
What about we just, let's see what we got here. Does anyone in the chat room want to give us a word for this affirmative prayer? his prayers are really amazing. If somebody just wants to share the first word that comes up, I see, you know what? I see one here about more money.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. Hello.
That's good with Capricorn too.
You see, yeah, that's probably the most important because we all can find love. But
yeah,
just,
right.
just get a pet. So, abundance, yes. Abundance, money, abundance, yes. Oh, wow. That's good. I see it now. Yeah. Oh, that's a good. Well, okay. Well, you know what? The timing has not been better for our finances, for money and abundance, because everything is literally up in the air. And it's not just the US that's being affected, it is literally the whole world. And I can say that as I usually travel between Denmark, Mexico, and Canada, right? So I know that for a fact because I read the news all over where I'm at. Well, I don't read mainstream news because that just makes you lose brain cells. But I do follow what's going on. I can tell you, you know, it is true, but it's happening to all over the world. But it doesn't have to be devastating. That's what I also want to say. It can actually be something that can be also something positive, and that we can possibly turn into something completely different which might actually sustain itself for a much longer time in the future, instead of the kind of money that we're dealing with right now. So I think something really positive is going to come out of this certain situation. You know, yeah, of course, it's going to hurt in the beginning. You know, yeah, I mean, it always hurts trying to break in a new pair of shoes, right? Mm-hmm. So that's it. But so that's a perfect thing. So we can do it around that. What do you think, Ginger?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So one thing when it comes to the affirmative prayer is really not, we always say that it's not necessarily the thing itself that we're looking for. We're looking for the feeling that it'll get us, you know, and because when we, for instance, we see our eye, our eye suddenly catches a brand new car, and we wish we could have that. But why would we want it when we have a perfectly good car in the garage? And that's because it's gonna evoke some kind of feeling, not necessarily the car itself, because we all know that in 2 days it's not worth anything anyway. Mm-hmm. But it's going to evoke some kind of feeling, but it's fleeting. It's going to go away. So then we're going to look for the next car. It's also the same thing with relationship and love. We want that boyfriend. We want that girlfriend. And then we have this Disney idea that we're going to marry them. But I have news for you. Disney fucked us all up. Seriously. But they want that. But then, you know, you often hear people get into these relationships and it wasn't quite what they had hoped for. So they're looking for the next one because it didn't give them the feeling that they were hoping for. So oftentimes we're looking for the feeling. I'm not asking anybody to put the feelings in there. I'm just in case you get curious and want to listen to one of my older shows where I do teach the affirmative prayer. If you want to keep that in mind when you do it, the feeling part is very important. And Ginger, you know, do you know how hard it is for people to say what they feel?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like, I would say that. So why do you want more money? You know, what would you feel? Well, I can buy more food. No. I mean, what would you feel? Well, I won't go to bed hungry. No, again, what would you feel? And it's like, so it's a tough one, right? And mm-hmm. There's a reason why it's a tough one, because we often don't know why we do what we do. We do sort of on autopilot, you know, it's like a reflex, you know. I know that feeling. Just ask Timo, you know. Oh my God, I want that nail clipper because I cut my nails every single day. So it's just so dumb, right? But it serves as a look. I can have that. Yeah, I think about that too. And then when it arrives, I go, what the hell is this?
right.
Just before we get started, this is really funny. This is really funny. Because I've seen these ear clips that you put on for men instead of, because I don't have holes in my ears, right? So I can't have an earring. But I thought these ear clips, they would be really cool to wear, you know, like with my, because I have everything black because I'm Danish. But and Scandinavian. So And so they had these black ear clips. So I think I had 16 of them coming. I thought they're awfully cheap, like $3, you know. Oh, well, you know, let's buy them. So when they arrived, I gotta give Tima that. They were 16. They were so small. I'm serious. They must have been made for hobbits. I'm like, I can't even, I don't know. I can't even fit around my earlobe. Oh, anyway. That affirms your prayer is going to bring you so much money. I can tell you that because one of the reasons and the best way to manifest is through humor and laughter and feeling just carefree. So that's, oh my God, those angels, they know what they're doing, don't they?
They really do. It does, because it's that letting go of attachment, like when we can just laugh and let go and release. And you know, even like laughter itself is a release. So, you know, good way to manifest with
Okay,
that.
so what I usually tell people, you don't have to do anything. I mean, literally, it's like a retreat down south, you know, because you just have to lean back with your Mai Tai and just look over the ocean and just listen. So what I want you to do is just, if you're in a room where you can lay down, do it. If you're sitting on a chair and or if you're in your car and you decided to stop the car because you now know that's going to be a sort of a meditation and it's not safe to drive, you know. So you might have pulled over and listened to this. Whatever, just make yourself comfortable. If you are in a car and there's a snowstorm outside, keep the heat on. Just relax and take a deep breath and we all gonna take a deep breath, and this affirm the prayer is spoken in first person present tense. And this time around, we're gonna focus on our finances, on our abundance, which is simply just a true part of us. It is energy in motion, and it belongs to us as much as everything else. We just have to claim it, and that is what we're gonna do right now. So sit back and let us all know there is just one divine power, one truth, one life force. It goes by many, many names. It moves itself, it weaves itself in and out our subatomic body down through the last cell in our body. And it just sits there and it vibrates and it is us and it is itself. This time we call it spirit. And I know that spirit is all there is. Spirit is the very creator of this universe. I would even say multiverse. Spirit is the creator of the planets, the stars. If you've ever been outside at night where there's no city light and look at the stars, you must have been in awe. And I know that I am in awe just knowing that this spirit that is just one is part of me and I'm part of it. The possibilities, they're endless as to what I can create. And I can create whatever I like. And I'm part of that. It is down to the last corn of sand on a beach. It's down to the beautiful people that I connect with. It is down to the food that I eat. It is spirit. And it is me, and I am it. So in this moment, as I know that is the truth, I know that spirit can only do for me what spirit can do through me. Knowing that, I shift my thoughts, I shift my feelings. I shift my actions and I align those things with what it is that I truly want to experience. And in this moment, I would really love to experience abundance, plenty, just anything that has to do with where there's just more enough of it in my world that I never have to worry again. I see my bank account overflowing with money. I see everything that has to do with a trade system just working for me. And there's plenty of it. I feel so abundant that buying expensive gifts for my friends and my family and my children feels like nothing. It's like pulling a $1 bill out of my pocket. I am so gifted at creating work, at creating opportunities, and creating just anything that can bring more of all that good stuff into my life. And I know when I create these things, it is play, it is fun. The word work is far gone. I create out of pure joy, and everything that it brings with it is abundance, more to spend, more to do good with, more to help others, more to make sure that I am also well taken care of. Because I know that if I'm not well taken care of, I have no energy to take care of anybody else. But here, I am so in aligned and in alignment with myself that all the chakras in my body, they are exactly where they're supposed to be. Not one of them are out of where it should be. And I know that the stars, the planets, God, spirit, angels, ancestors, they're all smiling at me right now. And they say, "Wow, he finally gets it. That was about time." But I get it. I get it. I experience joy every day, and I choose to live from a place of joy because even that attracts more abundance into my life. I choose to live from a place where I know I have plenty. I never worry. I decide to sit back and relax. I know there is a plan, and it's much better than the plan I could dream up. This is all true. This is the truth. Spirit is truth, therefore I am truth. Spirit is love, therefore I am love. Spirit is money in action, therefore I am money in action. Spirit is my finances, therefore I am my finances. Spirit is my creativity, that's why I am my creativity. Spirit is my health, that's why I am health. It is because I'm one with spirit. I am so grateful for this truth. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share this prayer, this affirmative prayer over the airwaves. And I'm so grateful that you're all here to listen to it because I know right now a shift has happened for all of us. And I mean it. I'm grateful because I see very clearly that when you wake up tomorrow, you know it, you feel it if you don't already now. I know it in my heart, and I couldn't be more filled with gratitude. So I take this prayer and I release it into the infinite one, which we now know is spirit. I let it go. I wrap it up. I push it away, knowing it's a done deal. It is a done deal. The order has been put in. I just sit back now and I wait for it to show up in my life. But what is the glory of this is that it's already been put in motion. It is already a fully realized idea within spirit's mind. Therefore, I know I'm safe. And together we say, and so it is.
And so it is. That is beautiful, Oliver. Thank you so much. And we've had such a good time, and we're out of time. Oliver, you're going to have to come back so we can do free mini readings. But
Okay, at
I
this
enjoyed
time, I
you so
promise not to
much.
be hungry. This time, I
Yes.
promise not to be.
Yes. So, everyone, please stick around for Oliver again, and then Raven's Rabbit Hole. And Oliver, you'll be there too. So stick around for Oliver, and
I
thank you
have my
so much,
rabbits with
Oliver.
me. Thank you, Jay, just so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.